Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about two ways to repent. And I'm going to read to you parts of two verses from Luke chapter 13, verse 3 and verse 5. In verse 3, we see this line, "Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." And then in verse 5, Jesus added, "But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." To some people, this double call to repentance sounds strange coming from Jesus. The Lord of love, who played with children and blessed them, who received sinners gladly, did this same Jesus also command us to repent? You see, on that day, accusers approached Jesus with a political question. Soldiers, under the command of Pontius Pilate, the Roman-appointed governor of Judea, had massacred several Galilean Jews who had come to the temple to sacrifice. It was an appalling crime, and Jesus' accusers wanted him to express his outrage against Pilate. For the accusers, it was a no-lose situation. If Jesus criticized Pilate for his obvious crime, then Jesus declared himself an enemy of Rome. If Jesus took sides with Pilate, he would betray his people. Yet, whenever we think that we put God into a no-win situation, he always wins. Now, Jesus' answer didn't deal with the political issue at all. He brought the question home to their lives. Jesus reminded them that those who suffered under Pilate were not worse sinners than others were. Instead of theological speculation, Jesus said that we should use the tragedy to teach us the need to be right with God. The issue was no longer political, it was personal. Jesus essentially said, "Those Galileans died unexpectedly and tragically, but what about you? Are you ready for such an unexpected death?" Now, Jesus wasn't done. He quoted another hard case, the deadly collapse of a tower. Jesus used these two instances of a disaster, both that were well known in his day. One of them was an evil done by the hand of man, Pontius Pilate, and the other seemed to be a natural disaster. Sometimes we think that those who suffer under such tragedies must have been worse than average sinners. But Jesus reminded us that this is not the case. We normally think of some people as good and some people as bad, and believe that God should only allow good things to happen to good people and bad things to bad people. And Jesus corrected this wrong thinking. You see, Jesus didn't focus on the question, why did this happen? Instead, he said that we should consider, what does this mean to me? It means that I might face the same fate. It means that we all may die at any time. So repentance must be a top priority. In both cases, those who died did not think that they would die soon, but they did. And we can suppose that most of them were not ready to die. In the grammar of the ancient Greek language that the Bible was originally written, in the New Testament at least, Jesus mentioned two kinds of repentance, both of which are essential. Verse 5, "unless you repent," describes once and for all repentance. But the verb tense in verse 3, "unless you repent," describes continual repentance. Friends, we need both kinds of repentance. Have you made the once for all turn away from sin and self and unto Jesus? Well, I hope so. But if that's the case, then move on to the second type of repentance and turn your heart and mind towards Him every day.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.